From the WUET-FM Blacksburg studios, this is the New River Valley's local news source, WUET News.
A fire kills two in Pulaski, a road project is underway in Radford, and the murder trial of Meredith Kircher might return to court. All that plus traffic, sports, and weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Emily Mounts. Early this morning, a mobile home caught fire in Pulaski County, just north of Dublin. Four adults and two children were in the home on Poplar Lane when the fire started. The two owners of the home, Donald Mitchell and Danielle Carter, made it safely out. They also carried their two young children, Shaylin and Caitlin, to safety. The four dogs living at the residence were not harmed. Mitchell attempted to go back into the home for the other two adults, a married couple and friends of Carter, but there was too much smoke. Mitchell speculated that the cause of the fire was a heater in the bedroom of their daughter, Shaylin. The one-year-old was taken to the hospital and treated for burns on her hands. Authorities found the other couple dead inside the home when the fire was finally extinguished. The investigation into the cause of the fire is ongoing and being handled through the Pulaski County Sheriff's Office and Dublin Fire Department. A three-quarter-mile stretch of Park Road and 2nd Avenue in Radford is under construction beginning this month. The road will undergo a $5.4 million project designed to add major outdoor amenities. The narrow two-lane road is frequented by not only vehicular traffic, but pedestrian and bicycle as well. This project will add a separate trail alongside the road for both bicycle and foot travel. There are existing trails in the area, which will be woven into the new trails. From Dalton Intermediate School and Radford High School, this will create nearly 1 mile of continuous trail to Belheath Elementary and the Radford Recreation Center. Also, the intersection of Park Road, 2nd Avenue, and Sundell Drive is being reconstructed to form a traffic circle. The improvements of the 2nd Avenue Park Drive project include new curbs, guttering, and lighting. The project is slated to be completed in late spring of next year. 4 years ago, American college student Amanda Knox was charged with the murder of British student Meredith Kircher. Both students were studying abroad in Italy and living as roommates. Kircher was found dead in the home in November of 2007 with her throat slashed. In 2009, Knox and her then-boyfriend, Rafael Sollicito, were arrested and convicted of murder. A drifter named Rudy Guidi was separately convicted of Kircher's murder. He admitted to having sexual relations with Kircher, but denied having killed her. 2 years later, in 2011, Knox and Sollicito appealed their verdicts and were cleared of the charges. Knox had spent 4 years in jail before her conviction was overturned. However, prosecutors are appealing the acquittal and seeking to retry the pair for Kircher's murder. The judge in the case wrote that the acquittal was based on lack of evidence. The prosecution, however, still believes the pair were, quote, co-authors of Meredith's homicide, end quote. The decision on whether or not to retry Knox and Sollicito will be delivered either today or tomorrow by the Italian Supreme Court. If overturned, Knox could be extradited to Italy. There are no major traffic reports for today, so here's Jack Eikenberry covering all your Hokie sports.
Thanks, Emily. Virginia Tech Wrestling ended their best season in program history Saturday at the NCAA Wrestling Championships in Des Moines, Iowa. After sending a program-high 10 wrestlers to the bracket, four Hokies landed All-America honors, and Tech as a team placed 10th in the championships. Both are also program bests. Pete Yates finished fourth in the country in the 165-pound weight class, while Gerard Garnett, Zach Nybert, and Nick Brissetta all placed in the top eight in their weight classes to earn All-America honors. In other NCAA championship action, Heather Savage placed eighth in the women's 100-meter butterfly to earn her second career All-American title. Diver Kaylee Arnett earned a couple of honorable mention All-American honors in the 1-meter and platform diving events. The men's NCAA swimming and diving championships will begin Thursday in Indianapolis. Elsewhere, the Virginia Tech softball and baseball teams were also in action over the weekend. Though the baseball team probably enjoyed the warm weather in Miami, they probably didn't enjoy losing 2 out of 3 to the Hurricanes. Tech dropped the first two by 2 runs each and was tested in the third game, which went 10 innings. However, Andrew Rash came through with a 2-out double in the top of the 10th inning, giving the Hokies a lead they wouldn't relinquish. Tanner McIntyre came on to close and retired the side in the bottom of the 10th to secure the 8-5 victory. Virginia Tech is now 18-7 overall and heads home to Blacksburg for a five-game homestand beginning tomorrow at 5:30 versus VMI. Meanwhile, the softball team did not fare well in their home and ACC opening series against NC State. The Hokies were dominated in Saturday's doubleheader, losing 10-2 in the first game and 9-2 in the second. The Hokies were not able to salvage a game in the series since their Sunday game was canceled due to weather. The snowfall also will cancel Tuesday's doubleheader against Kent State, so Tech will have to wait Friday to try to improve on its 18-6 record. The Hokies women's lacrosse team is now riding a three-game winning streak after beating ODU 16-8 this past Saturday. Megan Will led the way with four goals, while Megan Bartley contributed a hat trick. The Hokies will be back in action this coming Saturday when they try for their first conference victory of the season against UNC. Thanks for listening to the WUVT Sports Update. I'm Jack Eikenberry. Now with your WUVT weather forecast, here's James Morrow.
Thanks, Jack. Spring has gotten off to the wrong foot here in the New River Valley as we continue to watch flurries fall this afternoon. 2 to 3 inches of snow fell overnight last night, most of which remains on the grassy surfaces as temperatures struggle to climb above freezing this afternoon. Lows will drop to 27 tonight with a continuing chance of flurries. Look for much the same for tomorrow. For our Tuesday, as highs will only stretch to 38 during peak sunlight. A chance for light snow and rain showers persists throughout the day with no accumulations expected. The low for the night will dip to 26. Wednesday marks the beginning of the end for our snow chances. A mix of snow and rain are possible during the morning hours, with skies starting to clear by early evening. No accumulations are expected as the high will once again jump to 37. Lows will drop to near 25 overnight. The rest of the week will give us a break from the winter precipitation. A warming trend takes its hold on the region as a high-pressure system settles into the area. Afternoon temperatures will finally break the 40-degree mark by Thursday and the 50-degree mark by Sunday. Lows will continue to flirt with freezing as skies remain mostly clear and dry for the remainder of the week. That's all from your WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist James Morrow. Back to you, Emily.
Thanks, James. One brief announcement before news is over for today. Virginia Tech Police posted on their Facebook page asking the students of Virginia Tech to help with an ongoing investigation. There was a series of thefts reporting stolen items of clothing from various dorms around campus. A suspect was identified and questioned, which led to the recovery and return of the reported items. Interestingly enough, campus police believe they have recovered more clothing items than were reported in the original cases. If you or someone you know has had clothing items stolen from their dorm over the last few months, please contact Detective John Wade at 540-231-6790. Right now, we have partly cloudy skies across the New River Valley. It's 40 in Roanoke, 36 near Dublin and Pulaski, 35 in Marion, 30 near Bluefield, and it's 36 degrees with clouds and flurries outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Emily Mounts.
5409, take one.
All right, Blacksburg, what's going on? You've turned into the Beef Stew here on WUVT, the greatest radio station in the world. I'm going to be bringing you nothing but the finest in funk and jazz music for the next 2 hours. We're going to be starting the show off with one of my favorites, Nat Adderley, off his album Work Song. Though we're going to be listening to the song Jive Samba. Real groovy. It's the perfect title for the song. You'll see why when you hear it. We got lots of good stuff, though, coming up in the near future. Some Bluesiana, maybe some Kenny Burrell, gone John Coltrane. If you guys want to make a request, let me know. The number is 540-231-WUVT. One more time, that's 540-231-WUVT. The New River Valley Sierra Club will be collecting used outdoor gear and apparel on April 6th from noon to 4 p.m. at two locations, in front of the Kroger on South Main in Blacksburg and at the entrance to Willward Park in Radford. I'm sorry, that's Wildwood Park. All right, that last track, like I said, was off the album Work Song by Nat Adderley and the Nat Adderley Sextet, live at Sweet Basil. I hope that's a venue. Coming up next, we're going to be listening to some David Murray Quartet off the album Black and Black. Two things that I'm not. After that, we're going to be listening to a selection of some brass bands. We got the Rebirth Glass Band, and we also have the Dirty Dozen Brass Band coming up, so should be pretty funky, because as usual, the Beef Stew likes to be funky. You're listening to WUVT. Like I said, this is the Beef Stew. This is your man Stew on the microphone, bringing you nothing but the finest in jazz and funk music. If you want to make a request, let me know and give me a call. The number is 540-231-WUVT. It's 540-231-WUVT.
Joseph on tuba. Mr. Kevin Harris on tenor saxophone. Glad you stuck around. Uh-oh. You know what it's about time to do? We're going to New
Every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. You can do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation can help save the lives of 3 human beings. You can visit www.redcrossblood.org for more information and to find a blood drive near you. All right, y'all. It's about 5:45 here on the Beef Stew. I'm going to give you a little update on what's coming up in the next week. As y'all know, it's Radiothon next week, which is a WUVT's semi-annual pledge drive that helps keep the station alive and well. Got a lot of really good themes coming up. I got a list here. Just a few little examples. Let's see, we got Carpe Diem. It's going to be Monday, 9 a.m. Don't let your ego get in the way of your being happy. Everything is transient. We must smile and say this. Yeah, so if that's interesting to you, as it is to me, tune in. I'm going to be doing a little take on the Beef Stew. I'm going to be doing my theme, The Stew Abides, music inspired by and from The Big Lebowski, the movie. Not the rock opera, if you've seen that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think you guys will really enjoy it. Hope you tune in. It's always a fun week on the radio station here. Always lots of shows, too, when we're having a kickoff and a closing party at Sycamore. And you guys will really enjoy that. Coming up next, we're going to keep this little brass band Louisiana funk thing going. I'm going to be playing some Bluesiana Triangle, number 2, with Dr. John, David Newman, Ray Anderson. Just a big lineup, song, Funkalicious. You couldn't spell it if you tried. If you want to make a request, let me know. The number is 540-231-WUVT. It's 540-231-WUVT. listening to WUBT, FM Blacksburg, the greatest radio station in the world. This is the Beef Stew. It's about 6 o'clock, halfway through my show. Means we got one more hour of some funky jazz left to go. We're going to be moving into a little bit of a fusion section here. We're going to be starting out with some new music, Hiromi. I played her last week, and I can't get over it. It was just too out there, too awesome.